A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. People were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. I love this gospel. As a catechist of children ages 3 through 12 and the mother of three young children of my own, this teaching of Jesus rings true in my life, perhaps most of all because it is a message that I need to hear myself every day. Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I find it fascinating, too, that Jesus gives this teaching to his disciples near the end of his earthly ministry. Not only have these individuals been with Jesus for some time now and had a front row seat to the proclamation of the kingdom of God, healings, and many, many miracles, but just a few verses before this gospel, when Jesus finds the 12 arguing over who is the greatest amongst them, he also brings a child into their midst and says, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." How quickly they forget, and soon are rebuking the people who would bring their children to have Jesus touch them. It's easy to read the Gospels and look at the sometimes bumbling disciples and ask, why don't they get it? Hadn't they just heard Jesus lift up the importance of receiving children? And here they are wishing to prevent them from coming to the Lord. It's harder to look at our own adult lives, busy with our anxieties and endless to-do lists, and realize how often we might also pass over the children in our midst and their seemingly less important concerns. One need only go for a walk with a three-year-old to discover how difficult it is to enjoy the world from a child's point of view. I'm the type of person who likes to walk for exercise and destination. I want to get where I'm going and hopefully with an elevated heart rate. Most three-year-olds do not see walks in the same way. Instead, for them, it's a chance to study rocks and leaves and swing on handrails or pick wildflowers. The destination is not nearly as important as the life to be found along the way. This past week, my parish celebrated First Communion. As part of the process of preparation beforehand, the children were each given a white garment to embroider. The garments resemble albs and are knee length. The children worked on them for many hours. They embroidered crosses, chalices, hosts, and many other less conventional symbols of communion. One little girl drew smiling hearts with rainbows coming out of them. When I asked her about the design, she told me, "Jesus is love, and he is the light. And the hearts are smiling because of Jesus's joy." Another child carefully traced and then stitched an outline of the land of Israel. He peppered the sleeves with crosses, wrote a J for his name, and then, across the back, where the last name would go on a sports jersey, he stitched in large uppercase letters, "Love." Today's gospel reading is good news for children and adults alike. Jesus proclaims what the children already know, that the Lord of life is with them, touching them, blessing them. And for us as adults, today's reading both challenges and blesses us too. For we are invited into this vision of the kingdom of God, where Jesus's light illuminates all, and all of our names are love.